7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. So let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. I had a really strange call, but see, the thing is, my hearing's blown. It's shot. So I didn't know what the guy said. I don't know. I play too much commercial music. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I play too much commercial music. If you haven't listened to radio since 1968, then yeah, the stuff I played was in all the radio all the time in 1968. Anyway, you just heard The Human Affair. And I do believe they're from Dearborn, Michigan. I do believe it's a Dennis Coffee joint. I think so. You know, the thing is, some of these compilations, the mastering, boy, you know, I did better with the Downbeat 5 demos in my basement than some of these compilers do. My God, they cut off the end on this thing. Anyway, Human Affairs of Free Love, I got off the compilation, the Psychedelic 60s Volume 1, originally released on the Wheels 4 label, 1967. For that, The Living End did She's a Teaser. This is off the latest Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 5 and 6 CD. And She's a Teaser, originally released on the Rickon label in 1968. And before that, Joe Tex did Skinny Legs and All on the Dial label, released in 1967. And we kicked off the set with Little Anthony and the Imperials, and I'm on the Outside Looking In. That might be a song that everybody knows, but it ain't the song that everybody knows. That's coming up in the second hour. And it was originally released in 1964 on DCP. I got off the Best Of thingy that came out in 1965 on DCP. 617-627-3800. Is the number to call you want to touch base? 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yes, WMFO. Broadcast from high atop Curtis Hall at the corner of College Avenue and Boston Avenue in Medford, Massachusetts. But because the phone bank is across the street in Somerville, that's why we give a 617-627 number. Anyway. Coming up in 55 minutes will be the lounge, but I haven't seen Danny yet. So not really sure. I hope there is one. Next week there will be, once again, I'll say it once or twice more, there will be no Desperate Hours next week. There will be an extra long arcade show. So Julia and Kelly, and if Nelson ever makes it back, we will, they'll be on from 5 to 7, and then I'll be back on the 21st. So if you want to hear what you just heard, head on over to the Independent tonight. John Funky is slinging vinyl from 10 to 1. Want to relive the horror, you can always download the archive. You can go over there and get some older broadcasts over at podomatic.com. Older Desperate Hours broadcasts. Do that if you want. I mean, really, it's your loss. But anyway, you can do that. And also, the rock and roll, Boston Rock and Roll Rumble continues at One's Ballroom, 156 Highland Avenue in Somerville. Just past, about a half a mile past Somerville High. Okay, I've talked enough. Coming up is this week's song that everybody knows, actually two, and so much more. These are Desperate Hours.
Friday's child, hard luck is his brother.
Friday's child,
Friday's child, his sister's misery. Oh, Friday's child, his daddy they call hard times. Friday's child, that's me.
Friday's child.
Friday's child, born a little ugly.
Friday's child.
Friday's child, good looks passed him by. Oh, Friday's child makes something look like nothing. Friday's child am I. Never climb no mountain.
Friday's child.
Friday's child ain't even gonna try. Oh, Friday's child, they'll forget to bury. Friday's child am I.
Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Request for Cambridge. 7:18 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Boy, did I get that call wrong? The guy called back. Thanks for calling, man, from Cambridge. My hair is still short. Doesn't make a difference. But anyway, you just heard the Beatles by request off the White Album. I don't think I ever had to explain that one. You know, you will never understand. Anyway, it lasted well into the soundtrack of my adolescence, Helter Skelter. And then before that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Kinks, from the Kink Size LP, came out on reprise on This Side of the Ocean in 1965 and All Day and All the Night. Then we kicked off the first set of the second hour with Lee Hazelwood on the reprise album, the title track from the Friday's Child LP. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. I want to touch base, as always, 73800 on the Tufts campus. Yeah. Anyway, coming up on May 13th, Friday, at Once Ballroom on Highland Ave in Somerville, we'll be burying the remains, Liars, Muck and the Myers, and Cal Cali Band. And the Brett Milano will be DJing. At least that's what I saw on the poster. There you go. Spinning between sets. So check it out. It'll be an Abbey Lounge reunion. I believe it's the 29th and 30th. It's Sally O'Brien's. I'm not looking at the poster right now or anything like it. So, you know, if anybody who's organizing that event, you know, you need to remind me. Because I don't search for stuff anymore. Too busy, too old. Anyway, so just let me know and I'll shout it out. Let's see, 20 past. You know, let's just get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Set you free. Run, run. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard a band called The Torsions do a track called Red Cadillac, originally released on the Carryway label in 1966. I got off the compilation Ho Dad Hoo Nanny 2. Came out last year on Crypt. Before that, the Rolling Stones by request for Winthrop and Stoned. And before that, if you're of a certain age, this is going to be a song that everybody knows. Al Hurt and Java. And a shout to Melissa Jean. That was a song that was co-written by Alan Toussaint. And I couldn't find the stupid thing, but then I did. From the LP, Honey and the Horn, 1963 on RCA Victor. Before that, the Gestures did Run, 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 originally released on the Soma label, 1964. I got it out of the Nuggets box set. Came out in 1998 on Rhino, and then we kicked off the set with a band from Denmark, Rune Christie and the Christies did Hello. I got the compilation Viking Beat. Came out, I don't know when, on the Hit and Beat label, originally released on Odeon in Denmark in 1963. Okay. One brief set, a brief talk break, and I'll bring the old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Locked in. Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
That's a three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis. You just heard the Roving Flames do I Can't. It's another one where going to be kind of clueless not to get the title. For that, the Mad Hatters did I'll Come Running, originally released on the Fontana label 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66. Volume 7 on Sundays, came out in 2007. Before that, Tackle Box, local favorites from the early 90s, 1992 to be exact, from the CD On, did Near You. And then another local outfit, Mason and Dixon, and with their backing band, The Line, and I kid you not, used to play New England, everywhere around New England in the late 60s and early 70s. That was their album, Our Thing, came out in 1968 on Tower. So get right back into it. Got 12 minutes to go. The lounge should be starting in about 12 minutes, I think. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Dilly dilly dum 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 dilly. Dilly dilly dum 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 dilly. Dilly dilly dum 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 dilly. Dilly 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 daddy. A B C D E F G. Dilly dilly daddy. Oh, I got a girl and she sure loves me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-coulda's, and never-worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I offer up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time each and every Thursday evening. Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard the Rockin' Bellmarks. They're doing a track called Torture Rock. I got off a compilation, Las Vegas Grind Pile 1, the CD version. Originally came out on the Wasp label in 1962. Before that, the Tokens from 1963 and the RCA Victor label did ABC 123. And then Skip Ellis kicked off the last set of the evening with You're Bad, originally released on the City label in 1967. I got off the CD compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 3 and 4. Came out last year on Crypt. Anyway, big shouts to Tony and Julie, John Tremblay out at WNMC. Check out his show, In the Red. They are, it is every week, but they're on.